Another politically charged report was released today by the House Intelligence Committee. The committee made headlines last month with a controversial paper on Iran. This latest report is on al-Qaeda. There's not a lot of actual news in the document, but as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, it's already managed to whip up a fight on Capitol Hill.
Peter Hoekstra bristles at the suggestion that he's motivated by anything other than informing the American people about an urgent threat. Hoekstra is the Michigan Republican who chairs the House Intelligence Committee. He defends this new report on al-Qaeda as a worthwhile effort because he worries that, quote, a significant portion of the American public seems to have forgotten that the threat remains.
We continue to be a nation at war against a very, very dangerous enemy. And in some cases, I think perhaps we've become a little bit complacent.
Hoekstra says it's vital to keep reminding people how determined the terrorist enemy is. To that end, the report contains sections such as al-Qaeda plans for a spectacular attack, al-Qaeda search for weapons of mass destruction, and homegrown terrorism.
The report expresses concern that prisons, universities, and perhaps other locations in the United States may become breeding grounds for radical Islamists to recruit homegrown terrorists here in America. America, we need to learn the lessons from London so that we can be prepared to take the steps that will keep us safe and free.
But Democrats argue there's a fine line between giving a timely warning and fear-mongering, and they say this report crosses it. In a scathing dissent, all nine committee Democrats write that the report, quote, adds no new information to the nation's understanding, and they further dismiss it as merely an assemblage of press clippings.
It's designed to hype the threat and make a case that is not proved by the intelligence record.
Jane Harman, the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. Harman sees parallels between this al-Qaeda report and the committee's earlier offering on Iran. She says both provide a misleading, incomplete picture of the threat. And she says today's report, like the Iran one, was written by Republican staffers with an agenda to exaggerate threats to the U.S. and bolster Republican claims that they're stronger on national security than the Democrats.
I think the purpose of this report from day one was to provide an election pamphlet, and that is what the majority is using it for. This is a first in my 8 years on the committee. I have never seen the committee or the majority on the committee using our committee as an election machine.
Harman points out that the committee vote on the report, which went straight down party lines, took place back in June. Harman asks, why wait to release it till now, the height of election season, if not for politics? Here's Peter Hoekstra's answer to his critics.
If they don't like the reports, tell us where the substance of the report is wrong. Don't talk about timing it. Talk about where the substance of this report or the Iranian report is wrong. That's fine. I'm more than willing to talk about substance.
And there will be another occasion to do so soon. The House Intelligence Committee has one more report due out in the next few days, this one on the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
And you'll find a link to the House Intelligence Committee's full report at our website, npr.org.